interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Champions find a way. Dig deep, keep battling, keep competing, one stop at a time. We want to try to be conference champions every year. We want to try to win our county every year. We want to try to win our sectional every year.
This is the Arabian Sports Network pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this broadcast on the Arabian Sports Network. I am Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Kellen Bowers, now live from enemy territory. Me and Kellen are in Hamilton Southeastern High School, home of the Lady Royals. How you doing tonight, Kellen?
Honestly, I'm doing pretty good. I'm really excited for this match as Hamilton Southeastern, they're a great team, I mean. They're currently 10-0. And it's just going to be a great matchup, personally. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, Kellen. Now, getting straight into it, Hamilton Southeastern, you mentioned 10-0. No losses so far this season. They're a great team. Coach Brian Satterfield, his fourth year here at Hamilton Southeastern, he sits at a nice 66-15 all-time here at Hamilton Southeastern. Now, that is pretty good. That's hard to come by in at least 4 years of basketball. For a little reference, Coach Rogers of the Lady Arabians in his third year is 35-24, so I mean, it's almost halfway on the win column, and nothing against either coach there. But they're a very dominant program, and they get it done quick.
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely a great team. As looking at some of their last years, they went 21-4 overall, and their longest streak, their win streak was 25 straight wins in 2011. That's pretty impressive, man.
Yeah, I went all time, and I looked at the stat books, and I'm like, I was curious, because when this team wins, they win in big streaks. It's not like a win and a loss and a win and a loss. No, it's big streaks of wins. And in 2011, they opened up the season with a win, and they didn't stop till they got 25. And their first loss was actually their last game of the season, where they lost to Center Grove in regionals. So I can't imagine that was a fun night in 2011, but what I meant with that was this team gets off on a hot streak and they don't stop. Something to mention, though, last year they went 10-0, and that 11th game is their first loss, and this is the 11th game. Just a weird trend there. Thought it would be fun to mention.
Yeah, that definitely sounds funny. I mean, like you said, yeah, you definitely don't see that often with teams like this. They just go out and getting just 25 straight wins and 10, I mean. Like, usually you'll see maybe like one or two wins in a row. But definitely 10 or 25, I've never seen that in my life, honestly.
Yeah, and then look at the, you know, their opponents' history and just who they've played. Well, you know, they've played some scrappy teams, but they've also played some good ones. For a little reference, they played Lawrence North, they sit at 4-3. They played Ben Davis, they sit at 2-6. Indianapolis Cathedral, they sit at 3-5. Franklin Central, 5-4. They played Brownsburg, which is in their Hoosier Crossroads Conference. Brownsburg sits in a nice 7-2. And, you know, that's probably the toughest team they face. So, you know, they're not facing the worst teams ever. They aren't facing 4A schools just like Pendleton Heights. But, you know, they haven't seen, you know, Lawrence Central like Pendleton Heights has, number one in the state. Those are those great teams that Pendleton Heights faces. I mean, Lawrence Central 8-0. They're facing Mount Vernon last week, and they beat them, who was 7-3. Just Pendleton Heights' strength of schedule is way higher is the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with you on that one.
Now, stay tuned. I believe Kellen got the chance to sit down with Coach Rogers for our pregame interview. Got to break down this game, get a little bit into the mind of Coach Rogers. Of course, he's got a big task ahead of him. Like we mentioned, the Lady Royals 10-0. So stay tuned for that. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support 91.7 WEEM by donating today. Donations to the station help improve the students' learning experiences and opportunities. We appreciate all support from a donation or tuning in, but we can't do it without your support.
Donate today.
For more information, contact Bill Whitehair at 765-778-2161. EXT is 6094 or at bwhitehair@smcsc.com. 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you to the pregame show here. I'm your host, Kellen Bowers, and I'm joined by
Coach Rogers.
How you doing today?
Doing good.
So HSE sits at 10-0 currently, and how are you feeling? Is that pretty intimidating? Or,
You know, not intimidating. They're a good team. They've got a lot of good players. But you know, we we try to, you know, preach to our girls that we prepare for everybody the same. And, you know, we kind of jokingly say everybody puts their uniform on the same way. So, you know, you can't back down from players or teams that are really talented. You know, we're trying to build where girls look forward to that challenge and are ready to get after it with the best.
Mm-hmm. So senior Maya from HSE, she's currently averaging around 24 points per game. So, like, what is your defensive plan for that?
Yeah, trying to limit how many shots she can make. She's an extremely gifted player. She's extremely tall. She's 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even not many teams have other 6'4 girls that can move like that. So, you know, we're going to give her multiple looks, and try to make it as tough as her as possible. You know, somebody like that, she has the ability to, you know, kind of go off and, really fill it up. We just, you know, we have to do our best to limit them to one look. So, you know, if we are able to force her into a tough shot, we have to be able to go get that rebound, secure it, and then go down and, you know, take our time and hopefully execute and get a good shot. So, great player, and we're going to do our best to try to, you know, slow her down because there's no stopping her. You know, she's going to get hers. You just have to, you know, try to slow her up the best that you can.
Mm-hmm. So who do you think is going to be like her matchup to try and stop her the best?
It kind of depends. Olivia Jones will guard her some. Casey Warfel could guard her some. Casey's dealing with a little bit of a knee injury from that Mount Vernon game. So, we're kind of waiting to see what she looks like today after having a couple of days off. And, you know, then there'll be times where, you know, if we're in zone, it's kind of everybody guarding her, and mm-hmm. you just have to know where she's at all times. So it's not just Maya, you know, they've got other kids that are well capable of, you know, having a 20-point performance. So we just have to do a good job of knowing where personnel is and being there on the catch.
So win or lose this game, like what key takeaways do you hope like you or the players will gain from this experience?
I think, you know, we want to be competitive. Mm-hmm. You know, we were competitive against Lawrence Central for a half, maybe some would say three quarters. I think it was seven after three. You know, we want to be in a position somewhere in that last, you know, 4 minutes, you know, to play meaningful basketball, not trying to dig out of a hole of, you know, 10 to 12 points or more. Like, we want to put ourselves in a position to be able to execute, to be able to see if we can make a steal or, you know, cause a turnover. To put us in this position to be able to maybe win that game.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think the biggest factor will like be that determines the outcome of this game?
Yeah. You know, I think you definitely have to limit, you know, if Maya Makaleski goes off and she's shooting it phenomenally well, you know, obviously the other shots that she is not taking, we got to do our best to make sure that we're closing out and forcing tough ones that don't go in. Because, mm-hmm. You know, the more people that you let kind of, you know, get to double figures or things like that, that's when things become incredibly tough. So, you know, we're going to attack them. You know, maybe we can get some of those kids in foul trouble. But you can't let three or four of those girls, you know, go off and have, you know, double figures or something like that. You know, we have to do a good job of limiting them to one shot and fighting like heck to go get that rebound.
Mm-hmm. So have you like given your players like a certain message like that describes the importance of this game for the team's season?
Yeah, I mean, I think they know that. You know, most of these girls have been here, you know, for 2 to 3 years. They know how good Maya is. They know how good Southeastern is. They know that it's tough. But, you know, once again, last year, I think, you know, we had it to a point where it was meaningful basketball in those last couple minutes. I think ultimately last year we ended up losing by 9. But, you know, we put ourselves in a position to, you know, potentially have an opportunity at the end. So that's what you're looking for. You know, and I think we just want to be competitive, and we want to see that those girls aren't backing down and they're competing. You know, a team that's this good, you're going to have to weather some runs against them. You know, they're too good not to. We just have to be able to respond and, you know, kind of answer the bell each time when they kind of throw a punch at us.
Mm-hmm. So, and apart from like players, what do you think the biggest challenge is going to be? Like, say they have like great teamwork and they can get the ball around.
You know, I think they have the added benefit of, you know, we'll be playing there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they're a tough team to match up with. Like I said earlier, you know, not many teams have a girl that's 6, let alone 6'4", but to be able to move and shoot it as well as Maya does. So, you know, I really think we just have to believe. We have to believe that we belong. And, you know, they have to make a choice to, you know, like I said, stand back up when you get knocked down.
Mm-hmm. So that is all the time we have on the pregame show. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Stay up to date with what's going on within the campus and community by following us on 91.7 WEEM.
Follow us today.
From game day previews, tonight's broadcasters, game day updates, podcasts, and so much more. Follow us on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's pregame show on 91.7
WEEM. WEEM, we welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Kellen Bowers. Now, I mentioned before, we're away. We're at the Hamilton Southeastern High School, home of the Royals in the Hoosier Crossroads Conference. And the Lady Arabians, they got a tough team ahead of them today. Sitting at a nice 10-0, the Lady Royals got big shoes to fill. Of course, last year, they didn't make it as far as they wanted to in the postseason. That's really where they've struggled, of course. I believe it was 2021. They won it all, state champions. But since then, you know, they haven't been able to get close.
Yeah, and I mean, definitely. And what we heard from Coach a little bit is that here they are going to try limiting Maya on the amount of shots she can take. And they definitely do got to do that with her being 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, you talk about Maya Makaleski. She is the senior forward here for the Lady Royals. She's going to be the player we're watching on the Royals side of the things. Of course, 6'4". Ada Hubbard, 6'3", for the Lady Arabians. Doesn't see many people near her height, let alone taller than her. Now, that's just going to be something we have to watch here. You're going to have to pay attention to, you know, fouls. Coach Rogers said pregame, you know, if we play smart, we could get them into foul trouble, and then they don't have to worry about Makaleski, not that she's going to foul out of the game. It just makes things a bit tougher for your opponent. So there's a lot of different things to be watching, but those tall forwards, if you would, they're going to be a big part of this game.
Yeah, it's definitely a battle of the height between Maya and Ada. And yeah, we did also hear from Coach that Casey did have, she got possibly hurt with her knee at that Mount Vernon game. So that's unfortunate. We got to see how she performs today.
Yeah, a lot of things to watch here. Going to back, talking about the forwards, Maya Makaleski, she's a skinnier person. She's got a very tall frame. You know, I know basketball, the tallest frame person is like Manu Bol, you know, or his son Bol Bol for basketball. So just nothing against either of these forwards here. She's very skinny. She's very thinner. Ava Huppert, she's got more space to her. She, you know, she's gonna, in the paint, Ada Huffer's going to back her down. That's, I'm not saying that's going to happen. That's just something you got to watch here and be careful. You got to know your opponent. And this Pelican Knights Lady Arabian team, they've scouted the Lady Royals. They know who this team is, and they know how to beat them. It's just a matter of can they show up on game day.
Yeah, and we did hear from Coach that he is definitely going to have Ada, maybe Casey, try and lock down Maya. And he also did say that they're just in general, really, that they're going to try and just lock down those the Hamilton Southeastern players and just try not letting them score at all.
Yeah, something else to mention here. For the Lady Royals, they have a lot of seniors on their team. You got Maya McAleski, who's a senior, Kayla Brindley, Maine Hooks, and I believe Abby Clayton, Addison Van Huisen, as well as Kenley Johnson. So a lot of seniors compared to our normal team. Of course, Pelican Heights Arabians, they don't have too many. Last year, I believe they have more currently for them. They have Aubrey Gray, Casey Warfel, Bree Perry, Emma Roberts, as well as finally, well, that looks like it. Never mind. So, seniors, you got to keep that in mind. You know, who's actually going to be on the court all the game? You got to keep in mind, you know, have they been in this situation before? Do they know what to do? You know, there's smart basketball when you're ahead or when you're behind and you got a senior on the court. You'll take that over a freshman with less varsity experience any day of the week.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course, because with being a senior, and I mean, if you've definitely played since like freshman playing on JV and then you got up to varsity, that experience being on varsity and JV, it's definitely going to be helpful compared to someone who's like a sophomore and barely has gotten any varsity time.
Now, looking at Sarigan's rankings for these two teams, HSE, they're ranked fifth in the state. That's another thing. You know, firstly, this team's 10-0. They're ranked fifth in the state. You know, what else do they have? They have so many things on their side. If, you know, you're going to pre-look at this game and try to predict the winner, a lot of times you're going to pick the Hamilton Southeastern Lady Royals. And for Pelican Heights, they got to do whatever they can to stop the Lady Royals who are walking out on the court actively.
Yeah, I mean, and it's definitely a show, right? There's a bunch of flags everywhere. It's just insane.
Looking on the flip side of things, Pelican Heights, they sit at 28th in the state. Of course, you know, this is determined on strength of schedule and how many, you know, how good they were last year, the predictions going into this year. They've seen the tough teams, though. They saw Lawrence Central, number one in the state. That's a USA Olympian on that team. You got to keep in mind who these teams are playing. I mentioned pregame already before. I think the Lady Arabians have played better teams previously, and there's some exciting things that are going to happen tonight. And I think based on those two things, it really evens the playing field. You don't know how this game's going to go.
Yeah, it could definitely be a 50-50 with these teams. But honestly, with being 10-0, you kind of already know what you're going to expect from that team. I mean, what being the underdog, though, Pendleton, they could maybe just come out of nowhere and just absolutely blow out Hamilton this game.
We are going to take a quick break for the national anthem when we come back. Lady Arabian basketball. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Raising teens is tough, but one thing that makes it even harder is how popular vaping has become.
When our son started vaping, he thought it was fun, safe, cool.
But vaping began to control his life. It damaged his body, and it made him feel stressed, anxious, and depressed.
The truth is, vaping is addictive. Addiction is a disease, and teens who vape are victims of a multi-billion-dollar industry designed to dupe, designed to sell, designed to addict.
If you know a teen who vapes, there's hope. They can text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit.
As parents, we just want the best for our son and to see him reach his full potential. And now that he's vape-free, he can.
With their whole lives ahead of them, there's never been a better time for the teens in your life to quit vaping.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Heritage Christian, two used to call it Heritage Christian games. Hamilton Southeastern Lady Royals, we welcome you here to their game here tonight. And now they are announcing the starting five for this team. So now, heading onto the court is the starting five for the Lady Arabians, and now a pretty odd starting five for them. There's some younger players in there. Wait till we officially get set with it here. But for the Lady Royals, we mentioned before, Maya Makaleski, 6'4", probably going to be guarding Ada Huffer, probably definitely. She is going to be guarding Ada Huffer. And continue to talk about that matchup, Kellen. It's going to be a great one, and it's definitely going to determine how this game goes. If Ada Huffer can get going, the Arabians are going to have a great shot at this thing. If Maya Makaleski gets shot down, stopped, you get the idea, the Arabians are also going to, you know, have a better chance. But this can go either way.
Yeah, it definitely can go either way. And one of their main goals is definitely going to be having to lock down Maya. It's like it's a top-tier priority. Because if they can do that and lock her down almost all game, it's just going to be really good.
Now, trying to get you the starting five for Pendleton Heights, but it's a pretty weird one, okay? Olivia Jones, she's a junior forward. We see her in the game a lot. And then after that, freshman Sophia Bruce has not played any varsity minutes so far in her career, as well as Nicole Glassley, freshman guard for Pendleton Heights. Have not seen any of her before yet. Again, Jada McGraw, this time a sophomore. Some more height on this team. Definitely some taller guards here and forwards, if you would. And then finally, the sophomore, Ada Huffer. I think they're looking for the height tonight.
Yeah, it definitely seems like they are. With, as we can see, Maya is on the starting, so they're definitely going to have to bring out some of those taller people like Ada and definitely get her locked down early.
I think a lot of it also is, you know, you might catch the other team on their toes a bit as teams are entering the tip circle and the cheerleaders are still on the court. That's kind of funny looking. They're just in the middle of all the players right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little unexpected. Oh, never mind. Now they're leaving.
Now they're shuffling off. Had to finish their routine in the tip circle for Pendleton Heights, of course, is Ada Huffer. And then for the Southeastern Lady Royals is going to be Maya Makaleski.
Yeah, I mean, we all kind of expected this. The two tall people, like I said, it's a battle of the heights, and they're going to be starting off by jumping.
8 minutes on the clock. The tip is up. It will go to the Lady Royals now, starting with it. Kayla Brindley, top of the key, dishes out left side. It's Abby Brown, the senior, top of the key. Main hooks. We'll give it to Makaleski, behind the arc, three-pointer. She's going to be fouled. No good on the three-pointer. The foul is going to go on Olivia Jones.
Yeah, I mean, Maya, she jumped, she aims it, fires it, and it was just a little short of where she probably wanted it to be.
I think a big part of that was the foul. Now, lucky for her, she will get to shoot three. Can't connect on the first one. Makaleski, 88% from the line so far this year. Her second. Good. Not the start the Arabians were looking for. Not a great way to open a game with a foul. And the third one for Makaleski. Good. Lady Royals take a 2-0 lead here. 7 minutes, 41 seconds remain. Here's Olivia Jones. Moving left side, using Huffer's screen. We'll give it to her, top of the key. Huffer powering right side, trying to back down her defender. Pivoting in the paint. We'll give it to Olivia Jones. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Lady Royals.
It was just a little over where she liked it to be.
Here's Makaleski. Gives it to Van Hughes. Three-pointer, no good. A lot of threes so far. Rebound, Lady Arabians. Here's Olivia Jones. Gives it to Huffer behind the arc. Won't go. Too much on it. Rebound, Abby Brown. Now on the fast break. Abby Brown handed it off last second. Now, Lady Royals up 4-0. Here's Ada Hupfert, top of the key. Trying to drive in. It's going to be stopped. She's going to have to throw a shot up. She gets it. I think they're going to call a charge on her. Nothing going this way of Pendleton Heights right now.
This is a very aggressive and, I mean, already kind of fast-paced game already, and we're, like, just starting.
Foul on Ada Humphrey, her first team, second of the quarter. Now Kayla Brindley. Top of the key, moving right. It's going to feed it to McAleski. McAleski right back to Brindley. Brindley looks inside, can't hit her target. We'll feed it to McAleski. Now, main hooks, free space. Doesn't like her shot. We'll give it inside to Abby Van Huysen. Huysen backs down. Doesn't like what she sees. Gives it to McAleski. Aims, shoots. There's a scrum for the rebound. It'll be recovered by the Lady Arabians. Now, Olivia Jones, the junior on the logo. Finds Huffer inside on the free throw line. Doesn't like her look. We'll give it to Jada McGraw. McGraw outside to Nicole Glassley. Three ball. Good for her. Four-three. Lady Arabians down. 5 minutes and 32 seconds remain here. Here's McAleski. Top of the key. Moving right side. Gets some free space in the paint. Her two won't go. The Lady Royals want to win this one. They got to convert on those easy ones. Rebound will go to the Lady Arabians. Here's Olivia Jones. Goes inside to Huffer. Huffer using her pivot foot. We'll give it to Jada McGraw. She thinks about a three, doesn't take it. Now we'll find Olivia Jones under heavy pressure behind the arc. We'll hand it off to Huffer. Huffer into the corner looking for Sophia Bruce. Looks like they're going to call a travel on Pendleton Heights. It'll go to the Lady Royals.
Yeah, I mean, again, like I said, this has already been a very aggressive game.
Pendleton Heights down. 4-3. 4 minutes, 44 seconds remain. Here's Kennedy Holman. Haven't seen much of her so far. We'll throw it inside to McAleski. McAleski trying to jump as high as she can, roll it off the glass. She's going to be fouled. We'll go to the line for two more. Two for three so far tonight. Foul. Looks to go on Ada Hupper, her second, team's third of the quarter. Now some substitutions will be made. Now we see Casey Worf will come in, as well as looks to be Emma Roberts and Mamie Trout. I think Pendleton Heights didn't have the opening they wanted to. Down two. Here's McAleski. Could go one for two. Made her first. Can't connect on the second. It'll go out of bounds. Now the Lady Arabians looking to claw back. Here's Emma Roberts. Finds Olivia Jones on the wing. Inside to Huffer. She's got free space ahead of her. Tries to put it up. She's going to be fouled now. Ada Huffer will go to the line for two.
Yeah, I mean, once again, it's still getting insanely aggressive. I mean, it's like Coach Ed. They're just trying to get the entire team just into that foul trouble for Hamilton.
Addison Van Huysen is going to have the foul there. Huffer will go to the line. Makes her first. Her second. No good, not enough on it. Just off the tip of the rim. Rebound will go to Kennedy Holman and the Lady Royals. Moving quickly the other way. Trying to move on the perimeter. Miscommunication. Casey Warfel will fall to the ground. Lady Royals get a nice look in the paint. One shot's going to be blocked. Now quick three-pointer. Air ball. Ada Huffer will snatch it out of the air. Technically a steal for her. Now Emma Roberts. Looking to slow things down for the Arabians. Has it top of the key. Looks for Casey Warfel. She bobbles it. We'll give it to Huffer. Huffer fakes a handoff to Mamie Trout. Looking to drive in. Lay it in for two. Won't go. Rebound McAleski. Quick bullet pass for Stidham. Stidham can't hold on to it. Dishes it inside. Mamie Trout's going to be there. Right place, right time. She grabs the steal. Lady Arabians down 5-4. 3 minutes remain here in the first quarter. Mamie Trout looking inside. Her pass is going to be deflected. It'll go to the Lady Royals. Now Kennedy Holman moving quickly the other way. We'll give it to Stidham. Stidham takes a deep three. Won't go. Rebound Hupfer.
This defense on both teams, I mean, they're just incredible. They're stealing, blocking all of the balls. I mean, it's just impressive.
All right, Kellen, it's been a minute since a shot has connected. Now Mamie Trout, top of the key. Dishes it right side, Olivia Jones. Olivia Jones, top of the key to Casey Warfel. Big three for her all day.
Yeah, I mean, you just said, and that was, it had been a minute since a shot connected, and right after you said that, here comes Casey Warfel with a three-pointer.
Now, top of the key, Kayla Brindley. Dishes out for Stidham. Stidham takes another three, didn't connect on her last one. Won't connect here either. Rebound, Lady Royals. Here's Makaleski. We'll give it to Stidham. Stidham inside to Makaleski. Can't hold on, though. It'll be pushed out of bounds. Arabians will take it in now. Some substitutions are going to be made. Ada Huffert, Emma Roberts will come out of the game. Looks to be Aubrey Gray coming in, as well as Bree Perry. Ada Huffert, much-needed break. They keep the height in, and Bree Perry. Now here's Aubrey Gray. Haven't seen too much of her as of late. Not including this game, if you would. Now, Casey Warfel, right side, spin move, driving in. Can't put up the two. Here's Makaleski, moving quickly, inside to Holman. Holman has a nice lane, will put it in for the two-pointer. Now, Aubrey Gray, trying to move quickly and direct this offense. She's going to look for Casey Warfel in a quick dart pass. It'll be tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Arabians. Now Olivia Jones. Quick pass. Mamie Trout, left side. Guarded closely by Van Heusen. Mamie Trout will look to skip it to Warfel. It'll be tipped yet again. Luckily for the Lady Arabians, they'll keep it. Inbounding now. Bree Perry gives it right back to Olivia Jones. Jones in traffic. Will hand it off Casey Warfel. Her three ball, no good.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great shot still, but Casey, it was a little left of where she was trying to put it, just right inside that rim.
Now, if Coach Rogers is a little bit louder, all the action's a little bit louder, we are courtside tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wasn't expecting this.
Now, here's Casey Warfel, high-stepping in the paint. Her two won't go. Rebound, Makaleski. Makaleski inside to Holman. Holman's quick two. Good for her. No fouls called. Holman ends up on the ground. 9-7. Lady Royals lead. 55 seconds and counting. Here's Aubrey Gray on the logo. Slowing things down. Guarded by Ant Green. We'll flip it to Olivia Jones. Olivia Jones almost loses control of it. Casey Warfel had a chance to grab it. Decides against it. Let's it roll out of bounds. Now 41 seconds left on the clock. Inbounding it, Olivia Jones. Quickly finds Aubrey Gray, almost off the target there. Luckily, Gray was able to haul it in. Now Olivia Jones tries to make a move to go top of the paint. It'll be stolen. Makaleski in the paint. One hand, trying to put it in. Can't go. Gets her own rebound. Put it in for two.
Yeah, Maya Makaleski, she's just proving why she's really good, scoring 28 a game and using her height to get those rebounds.
Now Aubrey Gray under heavy pressure, trying to move again. It's going to have the ball stolen from her this time. Going the other way is Holman. Holman looks for Ant Green. Her pass is going to be deflected by Mamie Trout. With the deflection, it'll go to the Arabians. Casey Warfel takes a quick three last second. I don't think they're going to count it. We'll see what they say. I don't believe it counted. Really close for her. Still waiting the call. We're going to take a quick break. Of course, it was the end of the first quarter. Leading is the Lady Royals 11-2-0. They will count the buzzer beater three. Casey Waffle comes up clutch there. Now that cuts the lead to only 1 point. The Lady Royals, like I mentioned, we are going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers. Located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Lady Royals High School and the Southeastern. I'm Zion Palmieri sitting alongside Kellen Bowers. 11-10 the score. Casey Warfel with a key buzzer beater. 3-10 that one. Pretty deep for her.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, at first I thought they weren't going to count it. We were kind of waiting on to see if they would. And right as we were about to go on break, they did finally count it with. And that's definitely helpful because now it's only they're only down 1 point now.
Now the Lady Arabians have a chance to take the lead. Here's Avery Miller. Backing down Ant Green. We'll skip it to Mamie Trout. Mamie Trout looking right back for Avery Miller. This time it'll go out of bounds, poked out. It looks like Ant Green yet again. Lady Royals lead 11-10, 7 minutes, 45 seconds and counting. Inbounding it, Emma Roberts. Quick pass to Casey Warfel. Warfel stuck behind the arc. Cross-court pass to Emma Roberts. Her three won't go. Rebound Ada Humphert. Snags it instantly. There's going to be a foul called. I believe it's an over-the-back foul on Ada Huffert. Her third going to come out of the game here. Third and just about 8 minutes, 30 seconds of play. There's 8-minute quarters here in high school girls basketball. This is not what you want.
Yeah. Coach said he wanted to get the other team into foul trouble, and it seems Ada's getting a little competitive and getting close to that.
Here's Ant Green inside of the paint to Stidham. Stidham trying to back down Mamie Trout. She denies the first one, keeps her hands up the whole way through. That's smart defense from Trout. The ball will roll out of bounds and stay with the Lady Royals. Now inside. Looks like Stidham yet again. Just spinning as much as she can, trying to get the best look for a shot. She'll take it there. 13-10, Lady Royals lead. 7 minutes remain here. Here's Avery Miller. Finds Mamie Trout. She thinks about a quick jump shot. We'll give it inside to Bree Perry. She tries to lay it in. Won't go. Going the other way now. Holman. Kennedy Holman has a nice lane. Right side doesn't like it. We'll give it top of the key to Stidham. Stidham inside. Looking for Abby Brown. High stepping for her two. Gets it there. This place loves it. 15-10.
Yeah, I mean, while this place may love it, Coach, on the other hand, he is not happy at all.
15-10 the score. Lady Royals lead 6 minutes, 30 seconds in the second quarter. Here's Mamie Trout. Finds Emma Roberts, rides out, moving top of the key. We'll give it to Casey Warfel. Warfel thinks about it. He hesitates a little. Keeps the ball moving now. Outside to Emma Roberts in the corner. She pedals her way out of it. Gives it right to Avery Miller in the corner this time. She's going to lose control of the ball here. Usually it's poked out. This time it looks like she just lost control. It'll roll out. So now the Lady Royals will take care of it.
Yeah, it seems like right as she was just going to dribble it again, it kind of just slipped out of her hand and didn't go into a spot she wanted, and it just rolled out.
Now Kennedy Holman finds Ant Green. Green will hand it off to Makaleski. Makaleski to Stidham. 3-point. Just off the mark there. Rebound. Casey Warfel moving quickly the other way. She uses her speed to her advantage quite often. Hasn't done it so far this game. Can't cash in on the two. Rebound will go to Stidham as well as Holman for the Southeastern Lady Royals. Now inside, Holman. Great two there from her. Makaleski directed traffic perfectly. So Holman could dump it in now. Ant Green playing some full court defense on Emma Roberts. Gets the ball, a nice poke. Roberts recovers. Now they're going to say Emma Roberts went on the other side of the court and backpedaled back. That is not allowed. No, that's going to turn it over for the Arabians. Big turnover there. Big possession created by Ant Green. Now Stidham finds Holman behind the arc. Holman guarded closely by Warfel. We'll give it to Ant Green. She's got a nice open look, three-point range. Doesn't want to take it. Now moving it around the horn. Now inside to Brindley. Brindley cashes in on a quick two.
Yeah, I mean, they're just getting, like, they're just running around our defense, man.
Olivia Jones hands it off. Casey Warfel. Inside. Looking to lay it in. Had to shoot the ball pretty high. No foul called. Casey Warfel on the ground. Moving the other way is Holman. Holman trying to put it up. She's going to be pushed out of bounds. Looks like it'll stay with the Lady Royals. These Pendleton Heights fans really want a foul. Can't get one called. Steal, Casey Warfel. That's one way to take it right back from him. Casey Warfel, jump shot, driving in, cashes in on it here. Hasn't been able to lay in too many twos today, so she changes the pace, gets a jump shot.
Yeah, I mean, Casey, she's just using that experience and her skills, and I mean, it's just working.
Kayla Brindley finds Makaleski to Stidham. Stidham to Brindley, inside to Green, to Makaleski, two-pointer, good.
Yeah, I mean, Makaleski's just using her height and doing a layup, and I mean, it's just working. Because she's just using her height to her advantage. I mean, with being 6'3", it's insane.
Mamie Trout in the paint. Spins around. Can't get a nice open look. Finds Olivia Jones. She gets the ball stolen from her. Ant Green, she's had a nice showing so far tonight. Gets it right back to Holland. Holland inside to Brindley. Brindley puts it up for two. Slowing things down. Lady Arabians, here's Olivia Jones. For the Lady Royals, I believe 12-2 run for them. Olivia Jones thinks about a shot behind the arc, doesn't like it. Backpedaling a little bit. Overhead pass to Mamie Trout. Mamie Trout, right side, driving in, trying to back down a defender. She's going to be fouled. Now we'll go to the line for two for some much-needed quick points for the Lady Arabians.
Yeah, I mean, with the current score being 23-12, with the Royals leading, they definitely do need these quick points.
For Mamie Trout, 31% behind the line. This one will just rattle out. Pretty unlucky there. So 0-1 on her first substitution for the Lady Royals. It looks like Addison Van Huisen will come in. For Ant Green. Ant Green has played some spectacular defense. That's a big role player on this team. Only averages 1.3 a game. Some great defense from her. Definitely a defensive-oriented player now. Can't cash in on the second one. 0-2. For Mamie Trout. Here's Stidham. Three-point range. Misfire. Rebound, Addison Van Huisen. Can't go. Stidham right for her rebound. Gets the nice second chance points. Really third chance if you think about it. And the timeout's going to be quickly called by Coach Rogers and the Lady Arabians. We're going to take a quick break. 25-12 the score. Lady Royals lead. 2 minutes, 45 seconds remain here in the second quarter. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Hamilton Southeastern High School. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Kellen Bowers. The score, Lady Royals up 25-12 here. 2 minutes, 45 seconds remain here in the second quarter.
I mean, yeah, at first quarter, we were thinking, oh, honestly, our Pendleton Heights, they're doing really good. They're keeping up. But now that lead's starting to happen, and that gap between them has the current score being 25-12.
Yeah, that really can't get too large. It's not fun to dig your way out of a hole that you've already put yourself in. Now here's Aubrey Gray looking for Casey Warfel. Quick pass will go out of bounds here. And that's another crucial turnover that the Lady Royals have forced. Here's Makaleski.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely got to try and not force these turnovers as much.
Makaleski behind the arc. Cash for her. At her 6'4 size, she could still bury threes, and that one was pretty deep.
Yeah, I mean, she shot it, and it was long range, man.
Casey Warfel goes 3-for-3, cashes on this one, this time in the corner. 28-15, Lady Royals lead. 2 minutes remain here. Here's Holen. Holen inside, looking for Van Huisen. Van Huisen cashes in on the quick two. Arabians trying to keep up, down by 15. Here's Olivia Jones. Feeds it to Aubrey Warfel, who just got in the game. Aubrey to her sister, Casey. Jump shot for her, mid-range. This time just rattles out. Unlucky there. Now Kennedy Holland moving the other way. Top of the key. We'll give it to Sidham. Sidham right back to Holland. No time to waste there. Inside the paint, Sidham. She'll try to put it in for two. She's going to be fouled there. Stidham will go to the line. That foul will go on Aubrey Warfel. A lot of fouls so far for the Lady Arabians. They are in bonus, even though it was a shooting foul. The Lady Royals are in bonus. So 31-15 the score after Van Huisen cashes in on her first. Can't connect on her second. Olivia Jones will fight to get the rebound. Unluckily, it just rolls off of her, and it'll stick with the Lady Royals.
Yeah, I mean, she was bringing it down. It was looking good, and then it kind of just rolled right off her and then just right off the court.
Now, quick pass. Inbound to Makaleski, who just puts it in quickly for two. Definitely planted in transition. Now Casey Warfel looking for Aubrey Gray. Miscommunication. Ball falls to the floor. Olivia Jones has to get there in time now. Guarded closely on the right wing. We'll give it to Aubrey Warfel. She thought about a three. Foot in the air. Puts it right back down. We'll hand it off to her sister. Now in the corner. Olivia Jones. Trying to move around the defense. We'll hand it off to Aubrey Gray, who gets the ball stripped from her. I believe a foul is going to be called there this time on Main Hooks, the senior for the Lady Royals. Ball will stay with the Lady Arabians. Just getting a little too physical there. Aubrey Warfel, you know, trying to move inside and just couldn't get past Main Hooks.
Yeah, and I mean, she almost got, like, tripped, you know. It was honestly insane.
33-15, Lady Royals lead. Here's Casey Warfel. Cross-court pass looking for Aubrey Warfel. She can't haul it in. Waits till it gets to the other side of the court. 41 seconds and counting. Here's Casey Warfel. Three-point range. Looks for the trifecta. Can't hit. Rebound, Aubrey Warfel. Fighting for the ball. Wants to put it up. Can't hold on. Rebound, Kennedy Hall. And if it hit the backboard. Now, the Lady Royals moving a little bit too quickly. Couldn't hold to this one. Fell out of bounds. Just some sloppy play from both teams.
Yeah, it's definitely not the ideal or, like, what they were expecting, you know. They definitely weren't at all.
Casey Warfel thinks about a three, drives in. Dishes outside for Olivia Jones. Jones drives in, gets a nice two. Now, Casey Warfel off the inbound, gets a steal, tries to lay it in. It won't fall. Looks like she'll go to the line for two. That's who Casey Warfel is right there. Off the inbound, doesn't go back. Her whole team went back. She wasn't told to go back. She doesn't go out. She makes the steal, and she puts it up. Although it didn't get in, she gets the and one. I guess not and one. She gets the foul. She'll go to the line for two. Good for her.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely trying to get these quick points.
Thank you for the Arabians, number two, Avery Miller. Checking in is Avery Miller. Only 5.7 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Here's Casey Werfel, her second. Good for her. Now, Lady Royals got to move quickly. 4 seconds, they heave it up half court. Won't go, it was Makaleski. Didn't have to do that. And the Arabians won't have time to make a shot the other way. And that one will wrap up to halftime. Score here at the half, Lady Royals 33 to the Lady Arabians 18. That is a pretty rough considering what it was at the end of the first quarter. I believe 1 point difference between these two teams, and that has increased a lot. But stay tuned. During halftime, we've got an interview. I believe Lucas Williams got the chance to sit down with a member of the Pet Band at Pendleton Heights High School, so stay tuned for that. Afterward, you know, we'll have our halftime show, and we'll resume Lady Arabian action. Stay tuned. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
You got to pay attention.
But they need to continue that success.
But there's going to be runs by both teams.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Join us in celebrating our seniors for Senior Sundays at this halftime. The Senior Sundays will be in front of the bandstand. They're courtesy of Culver's and the Blue Crew. Ice cream Sundays are free.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you to this halftime segment here on the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Lucas Williams, and I'm joined with Carter Minderman, a senior Pet Band member. How are we doing today?
Doing great.
So getting straight into it, how long have you been involved in the band?
This would be my 6th year now doing band.
So what instruments do you play?
I play pretty much any brass instruments. So that's like trombone, tuba, baritone, trombone, something like that. And then I can also play bass guitar. That's about it.
So, you know, for what was the beginning instrument that you started out with?
I started on trombone.
So why did those instruments stick?
I don't know. When you start out in 6th grade, they do a pretty good fitment process. So you try out all sorts of different instruments, and then they pick the instrument that fits best with your natural talent.
Yeah, so how involved are you with the band?
Super involved. I do almost every single band you can do, other than one band that conflicts with another.
So what are those specific bands?
So I do Pet Band, Indoor Percussion, our two jazz ensembles, and wind ensemble.
All right. And so you are involved with a marching band, correct?
Yep.
So how did this year's marching band performance compare with other ones that you've been in?
So this year we've ended 7th place in state finals. Now, it's not always about placement, but we did tie school history. 2 years ago, we did the same thing, 7th place at state finals. And out of my 4 years that I've been doing marching band, this was pretty much the best. I mean, I felt production quality was top notch.
All right. And what do you think is your favorite memory from marching band? Of course, you said, you know, gone to state twice and you got 7th. But is there another memory that's kind of like stuck out with you?
It's a good one. I'd say probably like loading crew, stuff like that. So we load the semi every single competition. A lot of the people that I do that with, it was super fun always.
So for the Pet Band, when do you perform?
We perform there at boys and girls basketball games.
And it's just home, right?
Yeah, home games.
All right. And did being in other parts of the band influence you to join Pet Band? And
When did you join Pep Band?
Yeah, so marching band, you kind of was the first thing I ever did here for high school bands. And you kind of get an experience with that because you're playing stand tunes for the football games. So here, once school started, I got into doing pep band because it's just like doing the stand tunes for marching band, but instead you're doing for basketball games.
So how do you think pep band compares to the other parts of the band?
It's a lot more fun. I feel like it's a lot more easygoing because there's no real competitive nature to it. It's just you show up, you play for the games, and you go home.
So what instrument do you play for pep band?
I play bass guitar for pep band.
So no trombone or anything?
Nope.
All right. Well, that is all the time we have today. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with Kellen and Zion with your halftime stats here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Can't make it to the game? Aww. Don't worry. Our sports staff talks to the PHHS coaches to recap last week's games and preview upcoming games. Tune in to 91.7 WEEM on Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Ravens Sports Network halftime show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to our halftime segment on the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Kellen Bowers. Now, Kellen, score here at the half. Lady Arabians 18 to the Lady Royals 33. Not having the fare that they'd want to have right now, and I feel like that's for a couple reasons. And one of those I'm going to bring up, I got the stats here right here in front of me. The Lady Arabians are 2 for 9 on shots. You know, that's not going to win you a basketball game. And what do you want me to say? Make more shots? No, I'm going to say spread the ball around a little bit more, right? Casey Warfels, she's 1 for 6 for field goals. And for 3 points, she's 3 for 5. 3 for 5 is great. Casey Warfel keeps shooting threes. I like, you know, she couldn't lay them in the paint. She wasn't getting any good looks there, so she opted for jump shots. She opted for mid-range shots, you know, around the foul line. She just took a nice jump shot, and it's been starting to work for her. So I noticed that, starting to pick up, that'd be good. But I feel like spread the ball around more. You're 1 for 2, you know, everywhere else on this team that's not Casey Warfel taking a field goal shot. You just got to spread the ball around a little more. It doesn't have to be the Casey Warfel show. She's putting on a show, but I think the rest of the team just needs to kind of, you know, step in the front seat and start to take this thing over.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. Now, I mean, Casey Warfel, of course, she's going to be, you know, the main scorer with her scoring 12 points these first two quarters. I mean, pretty impressive. And like you said, yeah, the rest of the team definitely does have to try and actually, like, step up and start getting the ball out around more and just getting around the defense and just breaking through them, definitely.
And on the flip side of things, the field goals for the Lady Royals, 13 for 17. And if you take away their star player like I did for Casey Warfel, you know, you're 10 for 12. 10 for 12 is great. I think a coach would take that any day. Of course, you know, you want to make them all, but I think a coach would love that. And if you take away their star player like I did, they have no three-point shots hit. You got to keep that in mind. Kayla Stidham, she's 0 for 4. Kennedy Holman, 0 for 1. And then Kayla Brindley, 0 for 1. The only three-point hit was Maya Makaleski. So maybe, you know, ease up on the three-point defense a little. And tie down your paint defense, and you'll have a rest good half of this game. It's going to be tough, though. Pendleton Knights has put themselves in a little bit of a hole that they have to get out of.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. They're kind of digging themselves this hole with all these the balls going out and not where they exactly wanted with all these the fouls and the forced turnovers that Royals having. And I mean, it's definitely just having our Arabians, they're just digging a hole for themselves, and it's definitely not what we want at all.
No, I think it's also important to mention, you know, I said just, you know, keep shooting the ball. Doesn't have to be Casey Warfel every time. Well, you know, why aren't they shooting the ball? It's turnovers. Pendleton Knights has 9, and the Ladies Royals, I keep wanting to say Heritage Christian or Hamilton Heights, but Hamilton Southeastern Lady Royals, they have 4 turnovers. And it's just, you know, smart ball safety. There's a few, you know, late turnovers. That's just not what Pendleton Heights wanted. It's just, you know, slight miscommunications on passes and small little things that really hurt this team and have led to the deficit of 33-18.
Yeah, I mean, And, I mean, if we're looking just at the first quarter, they were doing really good. I mean, they were only down by 1 point. But now the Royals, they have just made that gap even more. They're now down from 10 to 11 by 1 point. They're now down to 18 to 33. That gap has improved so much.
And I think Pelton Heights is really going to see it here through the third quarter. But stay tuned. When we resume, there will be more action for Lady Arabian basketball. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show, 91.7 WEEM. 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone 765-221-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network's Halftime Show. Now here's the second half action on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Hamilton Southeastern High School. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Kellen Bowers. Now, the Lady Arabians, they've got a big hole to fill. 33-18, the score. Lady Royals lead. Starting off, inbounding the ball. It's going to be Kennedy Holman. She'll slowly move to the right side, guarded by Casey Warfel. She'll spin around. Now she's got to deal with Hupper. Backing her down to the corner. We'll give it to Addison Van Huisen. Huisen right back to Holland. Here, Coach Rogers get a little loud there. Now, Van Huisen to Holland. Yet again, back and forth for them. Van Huisen trying to back down Ada Huffer. We'll find an open Kayla Brenly, three-point range. Just off the mark. Rebound, Ada Huffer. Nice, clean rebound for her, fighting for it. Haven't seen too much of her so far this game. If the Arabians want to win, they need her incorporated.
Yeah, they definitely do. And I mean, she's starting to finally use that height to her advantage to get those steals, blocks, and those rebounds.
Olivia Jones looking inside. Can't connect on a pass. Blocked by, it looks like, Addison Van Huisen. Now inside in the paint. She's going to dump it off to Holman. Holman will lay it in for a nice two. 35-18. Lady Royals lead. 7 minutes to go. Here's Emma Roberts looking for an open target. Finds an open Olivia Jones. Thought about a three, didn't want to take it. Top of the key, has time. Here's Ada Huffert. Yet again, thinking about a three. Pendleton Heights has an issue with hesitation. He'll give it to Casey Warfel. Warfel, Emma Roberts, she's got an open shot. Not enough on it. Rebound Holland, moving the other way. Mismatch. We'll give it to McAleski. She takes a deep three, drills it. Pendleton Heights can't get anything their way.
Yeah, and I mean, like you said, we definitely seem to be hesitating a lot. Like, we're going to go for those threes and just hesitate.
Mimi Trout dumps it inside. Ada Huffer. Huffer doesn't have an open look. Gives it to Jones. Jones, three-pointer just off the mark. Ada Huffer can't get to the rebound. Kayla Sidham in the way. We'll dump it off to Kennedy Holman. Top of the key, directing traffic. Holman stepping around. We'll give it to Sidham. Sidham has a nice look. Drives in. Can't get past Huffer with her hands up. She'll try to put it up for two. Won't go. Holland gets a rebound. We'll give it to Sidham. Sidham drains the three. I said 0 for 4 before. Now she's 1 for 5. Now, Emma Roberts finds it. We'll give it to Olivia Jones. Jones to Huffer. Huffer driving down the right wing. We'll try to put it in. She's going to get a charging foul. The Pendleton Heights, Lady Arabians, they can't get anything.
Yeah, I mean, and Ada's not doing so well. She's now at four fouls. I mean, that's not good at all. She's now in that foul out territory, and that's not what coach wants at all.
Yeah, she's got to be careful here. Not been her night. Now, Kayla Brindley, top of the key. We'll give it to Holland. Holland to Mac, excuse me, Addison Van Huisen. Huisen inside to McAleski. She can't put it. Has to deal with Casey Warfel, who's in front of her. She'll grab the rebound. Moving quickly. Jump shot on the free throw line. Can't get it. Rebound. Olivia Jones outside to Mamie Trout. I think they're going to say Olivia Jones stepped out of bounds here. So the ball will go to the Lady Royals. Palatine Heights Lady Arabians, they just look defeated. They just look drained. And this is what's going to happen if, you know, nothing goes your way, you can't get the call you like, and then your shot doesn't hit. And just thing after thing, and it starts to build up after a while.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely feeling pretty drained, it seems. They're just like, oh, man.
Now, Makaleski will give it to Holland. Inside, frees up a lane for Addison Van Heusen. Heusen will look to put a shot in. I think they'll say she stepped out of bounds. The ball will go to the Arabians. Inbounding it now, Emma Roberts. Crossing the timeline. Guarded closely by Kayla Brindley. We'll give it to Mamie Trout. Trout tries to get an open look at the basket. She's going to be fouled. Not a shooting foul. Just trying to make a move toward the basket. The ball will stick with the Lady Arabians. 41-18. Royals lead. 4 minutes left to go here. Quick off the inbound. Mamie Trout trying to put it in. She'll get the shooting foul this time, so couldn't get it before. She'll pick it up now. Last time Mamie Trout was at the line, 0 for 2. Looking to not repeat that.
Yeah, hopefully she can redeem herself, and she does for the first one.
Coach Rogers talking to the ref right in front of me. Now for Mamie Trout, her second. Good. 2 for 2 right there. 2 for 4 so far this game. Timeout called by the Lady Arabians. We're going to take a quick break. The score 41-20. Lady Royals still got a big lead. 4 minutes, 30 seconds remain on the clock. Like I said, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support 91.7 WEEM by donating today. Donations to this station help improve the students' learning experiences and opportunities. We appreciate all support from a donation or tuning in, but we can't do it without your support.
Donate today.
For more information, contact Bill Whitehair at 765-778-2161. EXT is 6094 or at bwhitehair@smcsc.com. 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Kellen Bowers now. Resuming basketball here from Hamilton Southeastern High School. Lady Royals up 41-20. Lady Arabians in a 19-point deficit, looking to claw out of it. 4 minutes and 26 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Now a quick inbound to Holland. Holland gonna be clamped up here. Luckily gets it out. We'll hand it off to Stidham. Stidham trying to make a move. She's gonna be fouled, excuse me, she will commit a foul on Mamie Trout. Stidham's third. She will check out of the game for Ant Green. Watch the foul trouble on Kayla Stidham. And a key playmaker, moving the ball around a lot for this offense. Now, the Arabians force a turnover. Force a possession, really. Now Emma Roberts crossing the timeline, moving closely in traffic. Can't move, pivot foot locked up. She's going to look for Mamie Trout. Pass not there. Trout has to dive for it. Can't hold on. Now moving quickly the other way. Here's Addison Van Heusen. She'll make a move in the paint, almost stripped out by Mamie Trout. But Van Heusen will put it in for two. Now Olivia Jones passes the midline. Finds Aubrey Warfel. Warfel's got to move quickly. Cross-court pass. Mamie Trout in the corner. Doesn't have a nice open look. We'll give it to Casey Warfel. She takes a nice contested three. Probably wanted a more open look there. Can't get it. Aubrey Warfel gets the rebound. We'll give it to Mamie Trout. She can't put it in for two. This time it will go to a Lady Royal Makaleski, moving the other way. We'll give it to Ant Green. Right back in the paint to Makaleski. She tries to put it in. Can't go. And she will be fouled. Now Makaleski goes to the line for two more.
shots. Number three, Maya Michaleski.
Michaleski. 3 for 5 on the free free throw percentage so far today. 44-20 the score. Lady Royals lead. 3 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Michaleski gets the and one. Now moving quickly the other way. Here's Olivia Jones. Locked up by Ant Green. In traffic. Nowhere to go. We'll dump it off to Emma Roberts. She can't get a pass off. Michaleski in traffic yet again. I keep saying in traffic. They just get all clumped together by the free throw line. Nothing they can do. Ball will go to the Royals now. Royals in the paint. Stepping around. Kayla Brindley. Moving around. Mamie Trout, that looks like. Gets a nice bucket for her. 47-20. Lady Royals lead. Ball will now go to the Arabians. Inside the paint, Casey Warfel. She'll try to put it in. Hard foul. That'll go on what looks to be Abby Brown, the senior forward. So now Warfel will go to the line. Fouls continue adding up. 4 fouls so far this quarter. For the Lady Royals. Be careful, the Ravens still getting the bonus. That would be a nice way to start clawing this thing back if you can hit your free throws. Now comes in Ada Humphrey. Got to watch her foul trouble. 4 fouls for her so far tonight.
Yeah, she's definitely got to be very careful, like you said, being near that foul out with having 4 fouls. She's got to be very careful.
Casey Warfel. Good for her second. Now moving quickly. Michaleski inbounding the ball. We'll give it to Holland. Holland. Back to Michaleski in the corner to Ant Green. Ant Green facilitates it in the paint. Trying to move around. Lady Arabians will strip the ball out. Here's Ada Huffer. Gives it to Mamie Trout. Trout to Warfel on the fast break. Warfel shot won't go. Rebound, Kennedy Holman. Holman top of the key, slowing things down for the Lady Royals. Pivots to the left side, guarded by Emma Roberts. Trying to find an open target. Ant Green running up and down the court, trying to get open. Holman will switch off. Huffer now the defense. Holman will blast right past in the paint and lay it in for two. 10 points now for Kennedy. Holman, her average is 8. Here's Olivia Jones. Finds Huffer inside. Doesn't like her shot. Gives it to Mamie Trout. 3-point range. Scratch that. Casey Warfel, 3-point range. Won't go. Rebound, Olivia Jones. It'll give it to Huffer. Huffer, good. Now, wasting no time. Going the other way. Here's Abby Brown. Brown to Holman. 6 feet, whatever that means. Quoting Coach Rogers here to my side.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty loud.
Ant Green to Michaleski. Her three, no good. Michaleski, no stranger to a deep three. 19 points so far on the night for her. Here's Ada Huffer, 3-point range. Not enough on it. Goes out of bounds, 49-24. Lady Royals lead here, 33 seconds and counting. Michaleski's going to hold on to this thing, trying to drain some clock here.
Yeah, they're just draining the time, it looks like.
We'll give it to Holman on the logo. Got to be careful now. 15 seconds. Holman not moving at all. 11 seconds. She'll start directing this offense. Inside, looking for Kayla Brindley, who can't hold on to it. It's going to almost be stripped from her. She'll get a last-second pass off to Ant Green. Ant Green inside the paint to Abby Brown. Brown can't put it in before the buzzer. And that one will wrap up the third quarter. The score, 49-24. Lady Royals still have a nice commanding lead. 8 minutes left to play here. We'll see if the Lady Arabians can battle back. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Raising teens is tough, but one thing that makes it even harder is how popular vaping has become.
When our son started vaping, he thought it was fun, safe, cool. But vaping began to control his life. It damaged his body, and it made him feel stressed, anxious, and depressed.
The truth is, vaping is addictive. Addiction is a disease, and teens who vape are victims of a multi-billion dollar industry designed to dupe, designed to sell, designed to addict.
If you know a teen who vapes, there's hope. They can text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit.
As parents, we just want the best for our son and to see him reach his full potential. And now that he's vape-free, he can.
With their whole lives ahead of them, there's never been a better time for the teens in your life to quit vaping.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Back to Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here live into play. Here's Olivia Jones by the volleyball line. Moving quickly, finds Casey Warfel behind the arc. Noah DeGuerro clamped up by Kayla Sidham. Ball's going to get poked out. Huffer there, right place, right time. We'll give it to Casey Warfel. Casey thinks about it, won't go. Casey, quick pass, Emma Roberts. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Ada Huffer, jump ball. It's going to go to the Lady Royals. Kennedy Holman moving quickly, blows by Emma Roberts as well as Casey Warfel. Now doing circles in the paint. Didn't like her look, trying to get out. We'll give it to Ant Green now. Green outside to Holman. Holman will skip it. Right side to Sidham. Sidham right back to Holman. From Holman to Van Hughes. Hughes inside to Holman yet again in the paint. Two for her. Now Aubrey Gray. Scratch that. Aubrey Warfel. Finds Casey. Casey inside, looking for Huffer. Straight into the hands of a Lady Royal defender. Now moving the other way is Holman. Holman to an open Abby Brown in the paint. Her shot won't go. Rebound, Lady Arabians. Cross-court pass. Here's Casey Warfel. Catches it, aims, fires. Just off the mark for her. Rebound, Aubrey Warfel. Has an open Emma Roberts on the free throw line. Takes a jump shot. Won't go this time. Rebound, Addison Van Huisen. Stepping around in the paint. We give it off to Holman. Slowing things down the other way. Here's a big cross-court pass for Addison Van Huisen. Van Huisen, guarded by multiple Arabians, will dump it off inside in the paint to Sidham. Sidham's two-pointer won't go. Rebound, Ada Huffer. There's going to be a stoppage in play here. We'll see. The foul's going to be on Kennedy Holman, her first. Kudos to Kennedy Holman, been playing a great game so far. Believe 12 points for her, and that's her first foul.
Yeah, I mean, she's been doing, honestly, she's been doing pretty great today.
They will change the foul to Ant Green here. Now Olivia Jones inside, trying to skip it in, won't go. Rebound, Addison Van Huisen. Van Huisen to Kennedy Holland. Holland moving it around the horn. It'll end up right back in her hands. Now looking for Kayla Sidham. Can't recover. Right back to Holman. Three-point range. No good. Air ball. Ada Huffer there. Right place, right time. Catches it. Now Huffer inside. Looks for maybe Trout on a fast break. Trout can't hold on to it. It'll go to the Lady Royals. Holman on another fast break, looking for Sidham. Just the pass a little too behind her. It'll roll out of bounds this time, going straight back to the Lady Arabians.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's like a super fast-paced game. Like, one second you're here, one second you're here, it's in this person, then the next person. It's insane.
51-24, 4 minutes 57 seconds remain here at Hamilton Heights. Now, quick pass in the paint. Casey Warfel. Lady Arabians will switch to a full court press defense. And now Lady Royals are going to take charge of that. Abby Brown had a quick lane, burnt her defender, if you would. Had a nice scoring opportunity. Here's Mamie Trout behind the arc. Quick pass inside. It'll go right back to Mamie Trout. She'll try to put a shot up, block straight in her face. She'll recover, try to get it to Ada Huffert. I think she'll have stepped out of bounds. It'll go to the Lady Royals. Now Olivia Jones checking out of the game. Avery Miller coming in. Anderson Van Hughes inbounding the ball. We'll give it to Abby Orme. First time I've said her name tonight. It's funny because I said it wrong. Abby Orme. Orme inside looking around in the paint. It's going to be intercepted. Mamie Trout there. We'll get it going the other way to Casey Warfel, who just barely rims it out. Put it up around and just rattled out. Avery Miller to inbound the ball. Quickly finds, looking for Ada Huffert. It'll go right off her fingers. Mamie Trout right there to recover. She'll drive in, try to lay it in. Won't go. Looking for the foul there. We'll see if she got the shooting foul. She does now. Mamie Trout going to the line. Mamie Trout 2-for-4 so far today. Looking to go 4-for-6. Coming into this one, Mamie Trout. 31% from the line. Definitely increased that a little bit today. Hopefully she can further boost it. Drills it with the and one. Now Holman finds Stidham. Stidham to Abby Orme. Orme back to Stidham, back and forth. Arabians are double teaming whoever has the ball. Casey Warfel fights for it. Almost had a steal there. She'll fight for it. It'll be a jump ball. It'll go to Pendleton Heights this time. So they force a nice turnover. 53-28. 3 minutes, 44 seconds remain here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's definitely very helpful.
Aubrey Gray now on the logo. She just checked into the game. She'll find Huffer. High pass. Kind of floated a bit. Now Huffer trying to back down Addison Van Huisen. She will. Puts it up for a nice two and one for her. Now goes to the line. One for two so far tonight for Huffer. Looks like Ant Green will check into the game. For Addison Van Huisen. Huffer's and one. Good for her. Now Arabians cut this down to a 23-point lead. Full court press defense for them. Now Abby Orme moving quickly the other way. Arabians trying to steal this one out. They get a loose ball here. Looks like the Lady Royals will recover. They'll call jump ball. Scratch that. There will be a timeout. Great call for them timeout-wise. We are going to take a quick break. The score 53-31. Lady Arabians lead here. 3 minutes, 20 seconds remain here in the fourth quarter. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers. Located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Kenlyn Bowers. 53-31 the score. 3 minutes and 20 seconds remain. Abby Orme inbounding the ball, crossing the timeline. Finds an open Kayla Brindley. Brindley to Stidham. Behind the arc, guarded by Huffer. We'll dump it off back to Abby Orme. Orme quickly to Green. Green will look for Stidham. Now quickly, other side of the court, right back to Green. This offense is passing it all around, making it difficult for me to say every name. Now to Maine Hooks. Hooks, quick dart to Sidham. Sidham guarded by Huffer. Size versus size there. Will quickly flash it around to Green. Green now outside the hook. Hook inside. Looking for Caleb Brindley. Brindley can't convert on the two. Huffer will get the rebound. Open Casey Warfel on the fast break. Huffer decides against it. Warfel had her hands up. Instead, dump it inside. This time, actually, Warfel. And the rebound will bounce off of Huffer's fingertips. She just barely tips it in, trying to get that shot in. Won't go. Ant Green now. Will roll it. Looking for Kayla Stidham. And now the Arabians fight for the ball. And it looks like they will recover, and a timeout will be called. We're going to keep it. No, we're going to take it here. 53-31 the score. Lady Royals lead. 1 minute, 57 seconds to go. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back. Here's Mamie Trapp behind the arc. Finds an open Aubrey Gray. Mid-range. Doesn't like her look. She's going to look for Ada Hufford. The ball is almost going to be stripped out. Here's Kayla Brindley trying to fight for it. Casey Warfel will dive out of bounds. We'll see who it'll go to. Looks like the Lady Arabians. Scratch that. It'll go to the Lady Royals. Last touch on Casey Warfel. Just a fight for that ball last second. Mamie Trout will come out of the game. Looks like for Olivia Jones. Now Ant Green moving quickly down the right sideline. Green moving quickly. It's going to be fouled by Casey Warfel. Just trying to steal the ball there. Maybe force him to the line. I doubt it. Minute 30 left. We'll see. Now Ant Green inbounding the ball. Guarded by two Arabians. We'll dump it off into the corner to an open Maine Hooks. Hooks thinks about driving in. Whoever has the ball, they're putting around three defenders on them. They're trying two. Sometimes a third person will go over. And a shot will be put up by Maine Hooks. No good. Rebound Ada Huffer. Huffer down the right corner. Contested. Looks inside for Olivia Jones. Going to be a foul called this time. On Abby Brown, the senior forward. Looks like she'll come out of the game. And now 53-31, minute remains here from the Lady Royals. Up big. Avery Miller inbounding the ball, finds an open Casey Warfel. She drives in, jump shot. No good. Thought about driving in, takes an open look, and she'll fight for a steal here as the rebound went to the Royals. She'll get it. Now inside, she's got to fight to get any open look in the paint. She can't. Jump ball is going to be called. Go to the Lady Royals here. Scratch that. Lady Royals thought they also had it.
Correction. Possession goes to the Royals.
Okay, I listened to the play-by-play person, and then it was wrong. So what can you do? Royals ball.
Very competitive game here.
53-31. Royals lead here. Maya Makaleski. Guarded by multiple Arabians who will commit a foul here. On the logo. Foul on Aubriana Gray. Second team foul of the quarter.
Yeah, like I just said, I mean, it's getting pretty competitive. We're seeing fouls pretty often now.
Now, Abby Van Hughes trying to look for Maya McAleski. Miscommunication on the pass. Foul's going to be called anyway, it looks like. Ravens might be trying to send the Royals in bonus. 35 seconds left. This game's pretty much away for the Royals.
Yeah, as I just said that, there was another foul on Casey. So, I mean, like I just said, it's very competitive.
Now, Kayla Brindley trying to get this ball around as much as she can. You can hear Coach Rogers saying, don't foul. Both teams trying to fight for the ball. They'll strip it from McAleski. Little highlight here for them. Now Aubrey Gray behind the arc. Doesn't take her shot. We'll hand it off to Casey Warfel. Warfel driving in. Ball around and down. Warfel gets a nice little shot there. 4 seconds and counting. Looks like Abby Brown, who inbounded it, will hold on to it and let the time expire. And that will wrap things up here from Lady Royal High School. 53-33 the score. Lady Arabians fall to this one and fall to 5-5 on the season. But luckily, Colin, we're not done here. We got our whole post-game show, so stay tuned for that. Yet again, final score, Lady Royals lead 53-33. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
That's kind of going to be the plan, and we just got to make sure that we execute on the offensive end.
You know, it should be a good game. I think they can come away with a win.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Kellen Bowers. Final score here, 53-33. Lady Royals took the final lead here, and that puts the Lady Arabians to 5-5 on the season. It was a tough-fought battle. But we talk about this pregame. It was about the two, you know, bigger forwards in this game, Maya McAleski as well as Ada Huffer. And it just looks like Maya McAleski is just who showed up tonight.
Yeah, I mean, and she's definitely, I would say definitely their star player. She did great scoring 19 points this game. That's really good. And, I mean, it's just that first quarter we saw, it was good, 1 point difference, and then like I've said a lot, it went second quarter 18-33, the third quarter 24-49, and our final score 53-33. So that gap definitely got a lot wider every time.
Yeah, 19 points for Maya McAleski. 5-for-7 free throw. Of course, you know, you don't want to put them to the line, and they kind of did tonight. 2-for-4 from the 3-point behind the arc, so pretty solid from her. And then for the Arabians, their leading scorer, Casey Warfel. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, our post-game interview with Coach Rogers and the Lady Arabian basketball coach. You are staying tuned to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, 91.7 WEEM.
Do you love 80s music?
Duh.
Well, you're in luck. Tune in to the 80s at 8 every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You don't want to miss these radical hits. 91.7 WEEM.
Mariah Carey, Britney Spears, and the Spice Girls. You can listen to the greatest 90s artists every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 9 a.m.
If you put two and two together, you will see.
91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's post-game show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show. I'm Zion Palmieri, sitting here with head coach of the Lady Arabian basketball team, Coach Rogers. Now, that was a pretty tough loss on the road here. Of course, Maya McAleski, the star player for the Lady Royals. Going into this, you know, what was the plan to guard her? She is 6'4".
Yeah, you know, make it as tough as possible on her. She's extremely good. You know, I think they make a deep run, she's probably going to end up being Miss Basketball one day. So, you know, she's really good. So to hear that we held her to 19, I'll take that.
Now, moving forward with this, is this going to change how you defend bigger forwards? Of course, you haven't seen too many so far this season, but how do you make an audible for this for future games?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't necessarily the defense on her. It was something we walked through and we struggled with. We just, when Hupfer got in foul trouble, you know, we it was just tough to stop the little rub cuts there in the middle. So,
Now, when I'm looking at the stats here, Casey Werfel, she took 13 shots. The rest of the team, I believe they took 6 or 5.
Yeah.
Ideally, that's not what you want. You know, you want the whole team to be putting up shots. Why was that?
Their pressure. We did not do well with handoffs and, things like that. We just, we got to be better against pressure.
Well, that will wrap it up for my post-game interview. Good luck in your next matchup, Coach. We'll see you then.
Thanks.
Now, stay tuned because me and Kellen are going to crown our ASN Player of the Game. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, 91.7 WEEM.
Tune in to the Arabian Roundup on your way to school or work.
For a mix of the latest hits, entertaining chat, and everything you love about your mornings.
Join Michael Hooker and Aiden Wilson from 5 to 7 a.m. Tuesday through Friday.
The music is so good.
Right here, right now.
Welcome back.
91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's post-game show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Kellen Bowers. Now, we just talked to Coach Rogers. Now, we're going to crown our ASN Player of the Game. Now, you know, there wasn't too many bright lights, of course. 53-33, the final score here from Hamilton Southeastern. But I think you got to give it to Casey Werfel. She was the best player for the Ravens tonight. She took the most shots, and, you know, lots of them didn't fall. But, again, not many shots taken from this Lady Arabians team. Kellen, what were her stats?
So she had 18 points, and she had 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and 4 steals. So that's definitely pretty impressive. And, yeah, I definitely agree with you on why we chose her as our player of the game.
You know, 22 points per game. She didn't hit that tonight. That's her average typically. But just an off night for the Lady Arabians. Just really didn't show up how they wanted to, didn't perform how they wanted to. But, I mean, luckily they've got a conference opponent on the road. Next is Delta, and then they'll travel back to the Hoosier Crossroads Conference when they play Fishers on, I believe, the 16th. And Fishers and Delta 6-3, Fishers 8-3. Those are tough opponents. They got a tough schedule ahead of them, but it's nothing they can't do. You know, a lot of big shoes to fill still. I feel like expectations are high, but this team is 5-5. They just have to perform. Not saying that they are a 5-5. Statistically, they are 5-5. They don't seem like it, though. Tonight, they did. They seemed they fell flat.
The WEEM staff is here to give you the best content all year round.
Follow us.
91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
That is about going to wrap it up for our post-game show. I am Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Kellen Bowers. Now, thanks for tuning in, whether you listen to the whole thing or just a little bit of it means the world. Thanks for tuning in. But that's going to about wrap it up. Final score here from Hamilton Southeastern. Royals 53, Lady Arabians 33. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to all of our sponsors that made everything possible. And then finally, thanks to Ethan Lincoln back in the studio. I am Zion Palmieri. He's Kellen Bowers. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, 91.7 WEEM.